Blog Talk Radio. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not...
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Preparation Day. The Sabbath will begin at 8 p.m. here in Tennessee. I'm on Eastern Standard Time, and I know those that are Central Time, it will begin at 7 p.m. Or a little after 7 Central Time. But nevertheless, we've gathered to praise God, to talk of his goodness, to bring in the Sabbath together, to commune with our Savior, to intercede on the behalf of our brothers and sisters, and to receive a message. Amen. So let us start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you. Today, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, without you, we will still be sleeping, O Father, as many went to their grave, some to an early grave, Lord. We just thank you for help. We thank you for strength. We thank you for peace, for joy, even in the midst of the storm. And we know that we are in the last days. We see all the signs foretold, Lord, and we ask that you will help us to prepare our hearts to meet you, O Lord. Help us to prepare our home for your soon coming, our children, our family, our loved ones, O Lord, and even those in the community. Help us to cry aloud and spare not, and to lift up our voice and warn the people of this destruction that will be upon us, and to get into the ark of safety, Lord. Please be with us again. May your Holy Spirit be in the, your Holy Spirit be in the midst of us, O Father, as we commune here. May everything be done in decency and in order. We ask that you will bless us afresh, O Lord, as we welcome your Sabbath. Bless the speaker in the mark way, Lord. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, O Father. Touch him, O Lord, and touch each and every participant, that we will all receive a blessing. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord, because without you, we couldn't do anything. We wouldn't even be here. But because of your mercy, your love, and you giving your life for us, we are here to praise you and to glorify you. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And this is Sister Carla. I am your host. And I will read from... Child guidance, and I will read paragraph 535.3, and it reads, make the Sabbath a delight. All who love God should do what they can to make the Sabbath a delight, holy and honorable. They cannot do this by seeking their own pleasure in sinful forbidden amusement, yet they can do much to exalt the Sabbath in their family and make it the most interesting day of the week. We should devote time to interesting our children. A change will have a happy influence upon them. We can walk out with them in the open air. We can sit with them in the grove and in the bright sun and give their restless minds something to feed upon by conversing with them upon the works of God, and can inspire them with love and reverence by calling their attention to the beautiful object in nature. Amen. So this is what parents can do with little one, and also we as adults should go into nature and, you know, and see the beauty of nature. There's still beauty in nature, the flowers, the birds singing, the smell from the pine and the fragrance from the flower, and we can just commune with God in nature, which is our second book. So we just thank the Lord for his Sabbath, that it's not just mere just sitting around and reading and studying, but it's communing with him in nature and going out and having digestion walk and seeing the beauty in nature. So we just thank the Lord for his blessing. We thank him for his promises, and we thank him for who he is. Amen. So I will, I believe Sister Powell is on. Press 1. She will bring us a scripture. Amen. So again, I just want to welcome you this evening, brothers and sisters, to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And I will go ahead and open Sister Powell line so that she can give a scripture. And please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, or a prayer request. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone, which will indicate to me that you would like to share so that I can open your line so that we all can have time sufficient to share within, 3 minutes to share our prayer request, scripture reading, or our song of meditation, either one. Amen. Your line is now open, Sister Powell.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath. I'm in Albany. Sister Powell is in Albany. Happy Sabbath, everybody. And my scripture reading tonight is taken from Exodus 20. And we're going to do a quick short 1 to 8, right? Right? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once more for this blessed Sabbath day as we read your word. We ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercies unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This is a command, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, that nor thy cattle nor thy stranger that is in with the gate, in thy gates. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Thank you for sharing, Sister Powell. Did you want to thank you for sharing that reading? Did you want me to come back to you to share your testimony or
if there is no other one yet put up with this, I will just do mine if there is no other one.
Amen. Yes. Go ahead. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord thy God that bless. So for the weak the brightest, so for the weak the best. It brings reproach from labor, it tells of joy divine. It beams of light ascending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if thou meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, in golden hours we spend, in thankful hymns for Jesus, the children, dearest friend. Oh, gently loving Savior, oh, good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm so thankful to God that he had provided this day of rest for each one of us, that we can welcome this day and not just only, you know, just to talk, but to have a closer relationship with him. He's so good, he's so kind. I'm so grateful to know that he loves us so that he gave us this blessed command, this Sabbath. And this Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as we know, it's going to be a test. So we have to ask the Lord fully to allow us that we will keep it in spirit and in truth. I'm so grateful for that. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I just quick praise report today. You know, I just have an easy day. I just, you know, it just comes to me like, you know what, it's the start preparation day, and I was not going to do a lot because everything was actually set already. I went out the street, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, for a good while. I don't drive, never drive for a good while. So I said this morning, I want to go out the street to, you know, send a little contribution for the children. And eventually, my dear brothers and sisters, the day was a very nice day. So I went and I drove up to the place where I was going. Eventually, when I look in my purse, I didn't have my ID. I said, "Ooh, what did you know?" I look, I said, "Oh, look here, I don't even have my ID." Anyhow, I came back down and I went back, you know, pray, just ask the Lord to keep me on the street, because I was very, very comfortable this morning that I was able to go and drive. And God took me and he brought me back home safely. And I was just here reading and just relaxing my mind, just waiting for the Sabbath. And I'm so grateful today, Sister Carla, that you was able to open my line, that I could read the Word of God and to, you know, just welcome the Sabbath and just to have a communion with him. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, continue to pray for Sister Powell. Continue to pray for those, the projects that we all are. Every one of us have a project that we are doing and evangelizing the people out there. We just ask you to pray that God will bless us, Lord, and that those individuals who had received all these books that we have been giving, that they will accept Christ. Pray for us, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I will pray for you too. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing. That was beautiful that you were able to have a good preparation day and You know, as you said, you drove, you was at peace, you were comfortable and not a worry in the world. So thank the Lord for keeping you and protecting you from harm and danger. And just thank you for sharing again. Thank you for reading. And thank you for being such cheerful, because we shouldn't be gloomy Christian. We should be cheerful. It should be cheerfulness in our voice. If we cannot see each other, should be a smile upon our face. And we all have something to be thankful about. We are all blessed, because we are standing on top of our grave. God has thought that we can be here for another preparation day and yet another Sabbath according to his will. So let us continue to be thankful and grateful to the Lord for supplying our needs. Amen. He is good and he's worthy to be praised. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, a prayer request, or a scripture reading so that I can open your line. I'm just thanking God for his goodness, his mercy. Woke me up this morning. I had a very blessed, wonderful night rest after Wednesday night help meeting. And I got up. I was able to prepare for the Sabbath lunch, the raw. We are having raw. And I had a new, learn a new menu. So I was able to prepare it. And I just was thanking the Lord, doing the sauce and just doing everything. And I pray that it will taste delicious to everyone that will be coming to the home church. We've been having home church at within the community on the Sabbath. So I just thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. Sister Leola joined us last Sabbath. So we're going to see if she's able to join us this Sabbath. And I just thank the Lord also for the energy. Since I was in the house most of the time, I went out and I did a couple things in the garden. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for strength and for helping me to get that done in a timely manner. And, you know, getting my exercise while doing that and get back inside and was prepared for the Sabbath. So it's a blessing. We have to guard the edge of the Sabbath. And we have to keep the Sabbath day holy, brothers and sisters, because that is helping us to be ready for the Lord soon returning by learning to keep the Sabbath day holy, learning to get everything done on time, ahead of time, and just prepared and be ready to meet our Lord. Amen? And this is a preparation time. So I just thank the Lord for protection, for providing, for health and strength. Amen. So is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. We are allotting about 3 minutes to share either your testimony, and if you have a prayer request, or if you have a prayer request and a scripture reading, this is the time to share, brothers and sisters. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share so that I can open your line. Go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I wanted to sing Another 6 Days Work Is Done, but I'm going to have to read it because I cannot sing it. It's Another 6 Days Work Is Done. Another Sabbath is begun. Return my soul. Enjoy thy rest. Improve the day that God has blessed. Come, bless the Lord whose love assigned so sweet a rest to weary mind. A blessed and a tipest, I can't say it, is given on this day more than all the 7. Oh, that our thoughts and thinks may rise, a grateful incense to the skies, and draw from Christ that sweet repose which none but who feels it knows. This heavenly calm within the breath, in the best pledge of glorious rest, which for the church of God remains the end of cares and the end of pain. I wanted to try to sing that, but I couldn't. So I just want to thank God for that Sabbath. And I always passed it, Sister Carla, but I always wanted to sing this, but I never knew what what number it's in the song book. So that song is 456 in my hymn book. Another 6 days work is done. I'm going to learn how to sing that by God's grace. So I just want to thank God for the prayer line, and I'm just asking for prayers for my family and that everybody got home safe, and I'm asking prayers for brothers and sisters still traveling home from their day's work or week. So, Sister Carla, thank you for opening my line, and God bless. Amen. I said Sister Carla. Oh, sorry.
Amen.
My husband said, sorry about that.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Carla.
Did you want to hear? Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. Thank you for reading the song. Until you're able to sing it, we'd love to hear you sing it. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So this is sharing time again. If you would like to share, please press 1. If this is your first time on Advent Light Ministry, I just want to welcome you. You can also press 1. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Amen. Again, if there's no one else who would like to share 1, I'm sorry, who would like to press 1, and if there's no one else who would like to share, I will continue reading until my brothers and sisters would like to share. Please press 1 so everyone can have a moment to share before we go into our prayer. Amen. Still reading child guidance, and I'm at paragraph 536.1. 536.1, and it reads, the Sabbath should be made so interesting to our family that its weekly return will be hailed with joy. In no better way can parents exalt and honor the Sabbath than by devising means to impart proper instruction to their family and interesting them in spiritual things, giving them correct view of the character of God and what he requires of us in order to perfect Christian character, attain to eternal life. Parents, make the Sabbath a delight that your children may look forward to it and have a welcome in their heart for it. And as adults, we should always look forward to the Sabbath also and be ready to give a reason why we love the Lord, why, you know, we welcome the Sabbath and what he has done for us and how he has kept us and protect us. It shouldn't be, something that we go through, you know, the motion. It should be a delight to each and every one of us. And we should, give people the right view of the reason why we keep the Sabbath and how the Lord, you know, as Sister Powell read Exodus 20, you know, he made heaven and earth and all therein in 6 days, and he blessed the Sabbath. So he's our example, amen, for keeping the Sabbath, and he helped us to keep it holy. Sorry, I was reading something, I believe, Sister. I'll open your line, Sister Leola. Amen. I will open your line so that you or your husband can share also. Amen. Your line is open, Sister
okay.
Leola? Yes.
Yes, I was supposed to make a request prayer for Sister Katie. You know, our sister need our prayer. So can I offer a prayer for her, or you can do it later, however you want to do it.
Yes, praise the Lord. You can do a prayer now if you like.
Yes, yes. Let us pray.
Amen.
And let us pray together for her. Since, more prayer, more power as I lift up in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we come to you on this Sabbath day, Father, come to thank you, praise you, and worship you. on your holy Sabbath day. Father, as you draw closer to us today, this evening, Father, we thank you for your precious promise that you have given to us. And now, Lord, as we are here, fellowship with one another, forgive us for our sins, Lord, that our prayers will not be hindered. Now, Lord, answer you in prayer, Father. And many others may need this prayer. Sister Tamika is in pain. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Father, to touch their heart, Lord. Touch them, Lord, Father. Heal their body. Lord, you see the pain and anguish they're going through, Father, and that in their home or whatever, Lord, Father, even things around the home. We asking you, Father, to allow your Holy Spirit to be there with her, to cover her and protect her, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we asking you, Father, to watch over her tonight and give her peace in her home, Father, that she may rest peaceful. And we also asking you for prayers for her children, Lord. Her son, she always requests prayers. Her grandchildren, Father, as you continue to heal those babies. We ask him, Father, to bless this prayer line and to be with us on this prayer line, that when we all come here on this prayer line to give you thanks and praise, honor, and glory, that our voice may be heard from on high. So, Lord, we thank you. As the brothers and sisters will continue to join, let us all worship and praise you tonight. Let us give you thanks and honor. So, Father, as we honor you and our Savior and the Holy Spirit, Father, let us make sure that keeping your Sabbath, remind us, Lord, that your Sabbath is holy and we ought to keep it holy. So forgive us where we fall short. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Leola, for Sister Katie, and just for the Sabbath also. Remind us about the Sabbath to keep it holy. And we cannot keep the Sabbath holy if we are not holy, if we're not seeking God in his holiness, you know. He is a holy God, and he's looking for holy people, and we all can be holy. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share. And I will open your line so that you can share at this time. Just want to welcome each and every one of you this evening. And the Sabbath, as the Sabbath is coming, we just want to thank the Lord for his goodness. We want to thank the Lord for keeping us to see another Sabbath and getting closer and closer to his returning. And we ought to be ready, brothers and sisters. And I'll just read the last paragraph of my reading. Again, please press 1 if you like to share. And this is child guidance. And at the last paragraph, it says, the parents can make the Sabbath, as it should be, the most joyful day of the week. They can lead their children to regard it as a delight, the day of day, the holy of the Lord, honorable. So we should be teaching others about the Sabbath and help them to make it a delight and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and to come into this ark of safety, come to know the Lord as he is for ourselves. We all have we should all have a personal relationship with him. We cannot have it through our parents or through the pastor. This is a personal relationship that we need to have with the Lord. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Excuse me, if you like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. I'm going to the next caller again. Thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. And we're giving everyone a chance to share for 3 minutes, either your testimony and a prayer request or your reading and a prayer request. We are also on Sunday evening from 7 to 9, and also doing the last day event, and also on Thursday with the Health Reform Thursday. So those are other times that you can share. Come and join us and share your testimony and your prayer request if you don't get a chance to do it this evening. I'll go ahead and open the line for 240-988. Blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. And that's what my prayer was as, you know, as I was opening up the Sabbath by myself. But I heard you say about the children, it needs to be a delight. And I remember my daughter's off at college now, but I remember, you know, whenever Sabbath comes by, you know, or it's coming close, like it's Friday, and like within an hour or 30 minutes, she didn't see me come home. She's calling me, Mommy, where are you? You need to be home. The Sabbath is almost here. And so when I heard you read that from Child Guidance to talk about that, the Sabbath is supposed to be a delight. Absolutely. I mean, last Sabbath, I was here with you all, and it's just going by so quickly. But even though the trials and the storms, and the fiery darts came. They came this week. I am so excited. I'm so encouraged that I can now come and enter and bask in this beautiful Sabbath day that God has set aside for us. And so today, as I was coming back and forth, moving to and fro, I was able, the lady was like, have a great weekend. I went to the post office to mail something off. She was like, have a great weekend. I said, I'm looking forward to the Sabbath. When the sun set, today, moving to Saturday, it is the Sabbath, and I can't wait to enter into that rest with my Heavenly Father. And she said, I know that's right. Amen. And so I am excited to know that I don't have to toil, right, 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week. I can bring my cares and bring all of my pains and my agitation and lay it at the feet of Christ, and He will be faithful to give me whatever I stand in need of according to His will. And so thank you for allowing me to share that. I'm excited. We are supposed to walk in expectancy, walk from Sabbath to Sabbath, looking forward to that goodness from our Heavenly Father. So thank you so much for that. Continue to pray for me that I will be strengthened and I will not be overwhelmed, and I'll keep my feet on the solid ground, hanging on to my Heavenly Father. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for joining us and for sharing. Praise the Lord. The Sabbath should be a delight for each and every one of us. Doesn't matter our age. We are all the children of God. God don't have grandchildren. We're just younger and middle-aged and older, but we're all God's children. And we just thank Him for the Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Just want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 through 58 to say, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So our labor as we go out into the community and share with others and encourage them and pray for them, it's not in vain. We know the Lord hears the prayers, and He will answer them accordingly. Amen. So I'll go to the next line. Again, thank you for joining us. Blessed Sabbath. And most of us, we're still in the preparation day, but it's just minutes away from the Sabbath. So I'm just thanking the Lord for a blessed Sabbath already. Amen. So again, please, we're allotting everyone about 3 minutes to share either your testimony, prayer request, or a song and a prayer request or a testimony so that everyone can get a chance to share before we go into the prayer so that the speaker can come on ahead of time. I will go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear sisters and brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to one and all. Well, the Sabbath is really, really a delight. The Sabbath should be a delight to all of us. All of us who are Seventh-day Adventists, who are keeping God's holy day. It should be a delight. I could remember when Sabbath comes, I just said Sabbath to be here online is a privilege. When I think of all that I have passed through for this week, I could not have been here. I should not have been here. But because of God's goodness and his mercy, he has spared my life. I could not get on the line last evening, because we got such a bad news that my brother had to go to the emergency, and he is right in there right now. He's still in there, and they are checking to see what really happened with him. He was feeling some pain, uncomfortable. He was feeling just uncomfortable, so he went to his doctor, and they just gave him sent him over to the hospital. Yeah, and there he is until now, but he's still alive, thank God. I don't know if he got any damage. I hope not. I pray not that got any damage, because we haven't gotten that as yet. But I know they took him down to check to see if he had any stoppage, any blockage. And so I am rejoicing because he is still here with us. And he means a lot to our family, because right now I think he's the strongest one and he's the youngest. So we are still happy to have him, and I'm happy to be here online this evening to give God praise and thanks. Because on Monday, he said, I have so much to do. He was just telling me how much he has to do, and said, let's go by my brother and, let's go and help him today, because I might not have time for the week. I said, come on, let's go. So we went and helped him clean him off, shave him, feed him, and everything that we could have done, and we left. And Tuesday, he went to the eye clinic. He had his eyes to check out. And then when he went to his eyes, he got bad news again that he was getting a glaucoma. And then from there, he had to do a sleep apnea. But it's just one thing after the other, one thing after the other, because he said he can't sleep when the night comes, because he used to walk in the night, so his whole body is just going crazy because of the job that he was doing, And we have to take care of our bodies and to remember that our bodies belongs to God. And we should keep God's Sabbath day holy, no matter what we do. So this evening, I think it is a privilege for me to be online here this evening. And I thank God for his blessings on my entire family, and that he will continue to give me the help and the strength that I need to keep pressing on and encouraging them to be on the keep on the Lord's side and to keep God's Sabbath day, which he has ordained us to keep. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I love the Sabbath day. And I'm going to sing this song, We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord.
We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this hour sweet peace afford and deeper faith instill. Praise to thy wondrous love that sealed this sacred day. I find that all may understand we owe thy sovereign sway. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts, that we may see thy face. And with that white robe thrown upon my Zion be, and joyful sing our Sabbath song through all eternity.
Welcome, welcome, dear friends. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. God bless everyone who comes on this line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli. A beautiful song. That was just a beautiful song. Amen. We love thy Sabbath, Lord. And that should be upon all our hearts and our mind that we love the Sabbath. It's a delight. It's a day of rest. It's time for us to come aside and commune with our Father and sit at his feet, you know, sunset to sunset, and talk of his goodness, encourage others, visit the sick, and pray and study and grow in the Lord. Amen. And we will keep your brother in prayer that he will make it through, and that God will help him and strengthen him. As you said, he is the youngest and he's the strongest. And I know you all love him. We love our families, right? So we will keep your brother in prayer, my dear sister. Thank you again. It's always a blessing to hear you on the prayer line whenever you are able to come on. Thank you. I'll go to the next caller again. Please press 1 so that I will not overlook you. If you want to share, I'll go to the next caller, which is 985-3232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up this morning. It was a blessing when I opened my eyes and I saw the light. I thank God for seeing the light this morning. I would like to read a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for setting me from the sin power had over my life. I had chosen to leave my old sinful self, and I am fully focused on walking in the life of righteousness and holiness you have called me to live through your Son. Thank you, Father, that you're always there to reinforce my faith when anyone tries to tell me otherwise. My eyes will remain fixed on you, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, my eyes will always stay focused on the Lord, because one thing I do know, when all these aches and pain come across me constantly, I don't call on but one person. And I know I have to humble myself, repent, and wait patiently till he gets them in place. And when I know one thing, he the only one can heal me, fix them, and give me a good night rest and a good day rest. After I take care of the grandkids and run around and keep them in line, it's a job. But God give me the strength, and he helps us to do it, me and my husband. So I thank him for that. So I just want to ask the prayers for us to keep us going. Ask the Lord to keep us strengthened. Advent and light, our prayer wars and family and friends, all those missing and off the line, all those sick, all those that's bereaved, and all those have the missionary and business they're taking care of. Ask God to strengthen them and give them lots of business and just build their camp up, because he know they're doing the work for them, and bless them, bless them, just bless them. Amen. He knows what to do. So we're just going to pray for all the sick and all the bereaved. So I just thank y'all. Pray for all my beloved sisters and brothers that do this show do this ministry, the health ministry, and all those beloved that sing. We just want to bless them all, everybody on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. We will keep you, the family, and the sick, and your prayer request basically in our prayer when we do the final prayer. We have so much to be thankful for and so much to pray for. Amen. We should always pray without cease, you know, as we walk by the wayside, as we wake up, as we're doing our work, or at we're driving, whatever we're doing, we should have a prayer, a song on our heart, a verse in our mind, so that, you know, we can talk to the Lord as friend, commune with him. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 on your telephone keypad, so it'll indicate to me you'd like to share. If you're a new caller, press 1 also. We will want to greet you and welcome you and tell us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. So this is sharing time, my brothers and sisters, before we go into prayer. And again, if you like to share a prayer request and a scripture reading, or if you like to share a testimony and a scripture reading, we're having about 3 minutes to share so that everyone will get a chance to share. And again, we're on Sunday evening and for last day event, and also Thursday for Health Thursday Reform. And if you don't get to share, those are other times that you can share. And also come on and join us and receive a blessing. And it's very, very good to come on and to listen to the testimony and also the health, healthful living and what we should be doing. Sometimes we forget, you know, the 8 laws of health or the things that we need to do. And we know that the disease begin in the mind. So we have to fortify our mind with the word of God. And we have to talk to God as a friend. Amen. So I will go to the next caller, 272-770. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. How are you this beautiful Sabbath? God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. My name is Tymiko from Pennsylvania, and I just want to give the Lord praise and thanks and honor for another precious Sabbath day and a precious Sabbath night. I'm so grateful to be alive. And I thank him for bringing me to my appointment safe and sound. And I was able to play some literature with different people that I met today. And they were very grateful to receive the steps of Christ. So I'm so grateful that the Lord was able to remind me to bring my books with me when I go on my appointments, so that I could share the word with all of the people. And it's just a blessing to see they're smiling and thanking me, and I tell them to be ready because Jesus is coming soon. So we need to be repenting of our sins, and we need to draw closer to the Lord. So they were so grateful, and I told them they could read in the Bible, James 4:8, draw close to God, and he'll draw close to you. So they thanked me and told me they're going to read the book when they get home. So I just wanted to share that with my brothers and sisters. And I do have prayer requests. Prayer for everyone on the prayer line this Sabbath evening. For all my brothers and sisters, I'd like to lift them all up in prayer. I'd like to lift up my family and my children and grandchildren in prayer. And I'd also like to lift you up in prayer, Sister Carl, and your family. Prayer for Sister Powell and Sister Leola, for Sister Brenda and her husband. Prayer for Sister Stephanie and her children as well. And I'd like to sing a song, if I may. She Lives, on page 251. Amen.
Amen. I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. I love you all, and have a blessed and happy Sabbath. God bless you all. Love you. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you very much, Sister Tymeka, for that song and for the prayer request that you have requested. We will certainly keep you in prayer and the family, and we know that Jesus lives. We are, if he didn't live, we wouldn't be alive, and the world wouldn't be held up. You know, he lives, and if we trust in him, we obey him, we believe in him, we will live forever, and we will live with him. So, that was a beautiful song. Thank you again for joining us. So I'm going to the next caller again, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. We are allotting 3 minutes to share either your testimony and a prayer request, or you know, your reading and a prayer request, so we can go into prayer, and we will start the message soon. Amen. 631-552. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open. I believe this is Brother O'Neill. Can you hear me? Amen.
Happy Sabbath. Thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. Truly, God has been good to us. More and more day by day, I experience his love. I want to share this text from Isaiah chapter 12, and then a short testimony as I go. This is one of the texts that I looked at this week, telling us how we can give God thanks for his goodness towards us as his people, because in so many ways God has been there for us, and we have to acknowledge his goodness towards us. In Isaiah chapter 12, it says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comforteth me. Know that the Lord does not retain his anger forever, as Micah the 7 tells us. And as Moses wanted to see the glory of God in Exodus 34, God passed before his presence, Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord of Lords, passed before his presence and showed him who God is, merciful, kind, gentle, and tender. Behold, he says, behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I remember the encounter in John 4 with the woman at the well. And Jesus told her, she said she wants some of this water to drink. She said, give me of this water. And the water represents salvation, everlasting life. Christ said, if she drink of this water, she shall never thirst again. So when you taste salvation, as David says, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Verse 4, and in that day shall he say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mentions that his name is exalted. We cannot keep silent. Psalms 150 verse 4 says, let everything that I've read praise the Lord. You cannot keep silent when you experience salvation. Verse 5, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. When God has done something for us, we can't keep silent. Remember the woman when after she had that encounter with Christ. She said, come, see a man. She couldn't keep silent. She went back to her neighborhood, among her family and friends, and tell them, come see a man. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And the text that came to mind, when two or three are gathered, touching anything concerning thee, I'm in the midst to bless and do them good. So God is in the midst of his people. Despite of all that is taking place around us, God is in control. The two mysteries have to prolong. The mystery of godliness and the mystery of iniquity. So the mystery of iniquity is disobedience, like originated from Satan himself. Just what I want to share is that just a few weeks ago, on the job of our co-worker, many more schools, many started that job at the same time. But the boss asked me sometime to fill in and drive when the driver is not there. And normally when I drive, the manager would direct me what to be done, and I have to forward that to the rest of the workers, what should be done. And whenever I do that, I forward the information. The guy, me and him started together, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like to be told to do anything. But he likes to be the one in charge. Like, he want to oversee things instead of me. I have no problem with that. But he was now angry of something that was supposed to be done, and we went to a location and the personnel there told us that we want this to be done. So I relate that to them as well, and he wasn't angry, he didn't want to do that. So I said, you don't have to, you know, it's your choice, you know. And but basically he has paid for this to be done, and I guess we have to do it, and it's a part of our job. So he went to the other guys and he was complaining and saying a lot of stuff. I was just praying through the whole situation. After that, it was done. And next time around, again, I had to drive, and the same outcome. But I just leave everything to God, and I pray over the situation, and I went in prayer all the time over the situation, and because he wasn't talking to me, not even for job purpose or nothing, and he was encouraging the other guys not to speak to me as well. And I pray about the matter and leave it in God. And before the end of the week, which is today, preparation day, all of them were speaking to me. And, you know, because I said, God, I know that it's not their fault, for the way they are acting, but we know who's behind everything. The devil will always try to make people look like they're at odds with each other when he's the one in the middle, pursuing and creating the conflict. So I pray for them, and I pray about the situation. And to God be the glory, things is back to normal. And I want to thank God for his goodness. We have to just place everything in God's hands. And when we place everything in God's hands, he will do the rest.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. God is God. He sees, he knows all things, and he's waiting upon us to commune with him, to talk to him as a friend, and to tell him all our worries, our cares, and what bothers us, and he will take care of it. Amen. Did you have a prayer request, my brother, before we go down into prayer? The speaker is on. Brother Ricardo is on and ready. Did you have a prayer request?
Yes, I asked God to help me to continue to be faithful and to be true to him.
Amen. Thank you again for joining us, Brother O'Neill. It's always a pleasure to have you on the prayer line. Continue to strive and continue to trust the Lord, in the Lord, with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and not lead unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. And he will direct your path, and each and every, this goes for each and every one of us. Amen. So I will open the line for Sister Leola so that she can bring us, bring the word of prayer before I open the line for Brother Ricardo. Amen. So Sister Leola, if you can lead us in prayer, as we know, the speaker is on and ready to start. Amen. Your line is now open.
Amen. Sister Carla, I had a short reading that I wanted to share with my brother. It's very short. And brothers and sisters, God is, we are on for the Sabbath, and I want to read this short reading. It says, what is that wine? God is calling his people to come out of Babylon, and he's calling us also, brothers and sisters, to keep his commandments. So let me read this. It says, her false doctrine, she has given to the world a false Sabbath instead of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, and has repeated the lies Satan first told to Eve and Eden. Many kindred errors she has spread it far and wide, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And he says, so in the last work for the warning of the world, two distinct calls are made to the church. The second angel's message, which is don't take the mark of the beast. And it said, come out of her, my people. And it says, he called his people to come out of Babylon that they may not worship the beast nor his image. So brothers and sisters, I just want to share. As and I don't know, we may have some new people on here, and we just offering up for prayers for all our brothers and sisters, and that we are here on the Sabbath day, and we are sharing God's word. Sisters and brothers, the ministry are bringing the word. Please take your notes down and write down these things. If you have any questions, please ask. So let us go into the word of prayer. Please be in prayer with me, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom to come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come to you on the Sabbath evening, Father. This is the day you have us to come to you and worship you, which is the true Sabbath, the Sabbath of the most holy and righteous Father, our Creator in heaven, and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we come to you, Father, asking you to forgive us for our sins. And, Lord, and may we come with sincere heart and seeking the most holy and righteous Father, our Creator, asking him what we must do to save and to help those that's out in the world and struggling. So, Father, we must be that example. Father, you gave your only begotten Son to be that example to us. and we say we have the commandments and we are not being examples, Lord, have mercy of church. Have mercy upon us that we will follow your word, Lord. We will follow your example. So, Heavenly Father, I lift up my brothers and sisters, the request that they've given each and every one, Father, on the prayer line. Lord, you heard the request. You know them by name. So we ask that you touch each and every heart, and we ask that you will hear their prayers according to your will. And, Father, we ask you to strengthen, lead, and guide them. Keep them, Lord, throughout the Sabbath, and help all of us to keep your Sabbath holy as you wish for us to do. And Father, we pray and lift up the speaker to you tonight, Father, and may he bring this word to us, Father, through the most powerful and holy and righteous God, that he would instill these words in his mind, that someone on this line may understand and know that God is coming back soon, brothers and sisters, and when he comes, Father, we got to be ready. Who all wants to go with Jesus? That's all the question is. Who wants to go? And Lord, we all raise our hand, but Lord, you say we must be prepared. So Father, help us, prepare us, and help us to be right with you, Father, and let us not be found wanting. So Lord, bless us and keep us tonight. May we hear and listen to this word and let our heart be changed. You say you don't want a heart of stone, but you can work with the heart of flesh. So please have mercy upon each and every one of us. Lord, strengthen us and give us that eye salve that our eyes may be open. Father, thank you. Thank you for these blessings, every prayer request, every testimony and song service, all these blessings that you have heard tonight. Be with the speaker, Lord, as he give us the word tonight. We thank you, Father, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Call, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for the prayer. Amen. Thank you again. And we will go to the speaker, Brother Ricardo. He is your guest speaker for tonight, and I just want to welcome him on. I believe this is his first time on Advent Light Ministry. He's with Tapper Ministry, and he is in also in Tennessee by Elder Richardson. So welcome, Brother Ricardo and his wife, Sister Samantha. Your line is now open.
All right. Good evening. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Faithful to another week, he has brought us on our way. Even though we are not worthy, but we can say, Lord, we thank you so much. In spite of what we're going through this week, we see that you still love us and cares about us. Amen? All right, let us say a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. First and foremost, I'm asking you to forgive me of all known and unknown sins. Lord, pray for your presence of your Holy Spirit that I may not be seen or heard, but you will be seeing me. Lord, I'm asking you to let Jesus be uplifted and his word be uplifted. As you tell us in your word, Lord, that we must preach the word in season and out of season. When all be said and done, I pray this will be for your glory and honor and praise. And I pray, loving Lord, that when we are about to depart from each other's presence, I pray that we will say it was good for us to come on the prayer line this evening. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right, the title for this evening, we're going to look at Righteousness by Faith. The title for this evening is Righteousness by Faith. Righteousness by Faith. And when we talk about righteousness by faith, you are talking about the faith of Jesus or the doctrine of Jesus. So let us look at John chapter 7, verse 17. John chapter 7, verse 17. John chapter 7, verse 17. It reads, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So here is Jesus speaking to us this evening and this Sabbath day. In order for us to know what is God's will for our life. All of us want to please God. All of us want to do his will. He said, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, where do you find his will? He shall know of the doctrine. So where you find Jesus' will in his doctrine? What is in the doctrine? What is doctrine given for? In 2 Timothy 3:16, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Notice what doctrine is given for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. When you follow these guidelines, then God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will look on you and say, you have the image of Christ. And when heaven look on you, they can say, this is the child of God. They have Christ's righteousness. This is the Christ's robe of righteousness. Without this righteousness, brothers and sisters, we cannot see God. So, question, if we do not continue in the doctrine of Christ, what the Bible says, if we do not continue in the doctrine of Christ, which is the foundation of the Word of God, what the Bible says. Let us look at 2 John 1:9. I'll wait for you. Take you 30 seconds to find your scripture, beloved. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Notice what the Bible says. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. If you do not abide in the faith of Jesus, in his word, the Bible says you are a transgressor. So that means we must not have no false doctrine. The doctrine we're supposed to hold is supposed to line up with the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. That is your safeguard, the word of God, beloved. That's why 2 Timothy 4:2 tells us, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. We are told in a quotation in Spirit of Prophecy that the only thing must be heard in God's church or the pulpit is the word of God and the word only. The word of God transforms your life. What do you mean by that? In Psalms 19:7, it says, for the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure to make wise the simple. Pause. Remember, I read the first scripture in John 7:17. Remember what Jesus said, if any man will do his will. Pause. What is Jesus' will? In Psalm 40:8, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40:8. We want to know what is the will of Christ. He said, David said, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. Now, what is the law? His will. The law is within my heart, my mind. So that's why David said now, Psalms 119:10. Thy word I have hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Pause again. Go back with me now, Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So what God requires of his people? Perfection. But how can you obtain this perfection? Through Christ's righteousness. So but what is the faith of Jesus? What is the faith of Jesus? Now we see the doctrine. Because God's going to come to you and I like doctrine. What do you mean by that? Because the early rain come in doctrine, teaching, and edifying. Because that's why Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he shall teach you. Notice that word teach is to transform you, to reshape your will, your mind, your character. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, that's what Jesus said to him. The Holy Spirit did not do nothing on his own. So we must preach the word. Let Jesus be uplifted, he be exalted. Now, what is the faith of Jesus? Or what is the righteousness of Christ? Let us look in Acts chapter 24, verse 24 to 25. Acts chapter 24, verse 24 to 25. We want to know, if anyone asks you, what is the faith of Jesus? You must point them to Acts chapter 24 and 25. This is our message in these last days. My wife, my lovely wife, is going to read this one for us.
Acts 24, verse 24 to 25 reads, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.'"
Notice what Paul, Felix heard about this Paul, this man of God preaching the word of God. But not only that, Paul preached with the power and the anointing of the Spirit. Notice when Paul speaks to this man, his heart pricked. He trembled. Notice, brethren, and he heard him concerning faith in Christ. What is the faith in Christ? The righteousness of Christ. As a reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And what Felix do? Felix trembled when he hear this. Now, let us pause. We are looking at righteousness by faith. In order for us to go through the judgment, you must obtain Christ's righteousness. And in order for you and I to get victory over sin, we must start with temperance. That's why God gives us the eight laws of health. Temperance. Then when you have victory over sin and you have Christ's righteousness, Christ's love in you, because you cannot force yourself, you cannot love anyone. You have to have Christ's love, then you can love your fellow brethren, beloved. When you have Christ's righteousness and temperance, your health change, your diet change, then you can comprehend spiritual things. Why do you think the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, go with me there, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, notice what the Bible says right here. Notice what the Bible says right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, "Which things also we speak, not in words which man wisdom teacheth." We do not want Christ's wisdom. We do not want man wisdom, but we want what the Holy Ghost teacheth. Notice what the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. "For which things also we speak, not in words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Now, if we do not have the Holy Spirit, you cannot comprehend spiritual things. You're going to twist the word of God with your carnal mind, carnal thinking, carnal reasoning. Now, look what the Bible says in verse 14 now. "But the natural man," another word for natural man, carnal man. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him." He's unconverted. When you are converted, you cannot understand spiritual things, and you cannot discern spiritual things. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he what? Know them, because they are what? Spiritual discerned." So now you and I need Christ. When you meet Jesus Christ, when you are in the world, brothers and sisters, you are not represent darkness. You only have two children. You only have two children, the children of God and the children of devil. When you have your loved ones, even though we love them and they are not with Christ, they are on Satan's side. But when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're receiving light. What do you mean by that? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8,
it says, for ye were sometimes darkness. That word sometime meaning in the past. For you were sometime darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Notice, we are talking about righteousness by faith. Righteousness is also light, the light of Christ. For ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Your conduct, your lifestyle is supposed to be as children of light. So when is this? When is it that you come to this light? Because the Bible says, for you were sometime darkness, but now, present, you are in light. Are you a child of light? Or you must walk as children of light. So when is it that you come to this light? In John chapter 8 now, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. And Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Notice what Jesus said. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Pause. So you're telling me now this light is life? Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63. The flesh profited nothing, but the words that I have spoken to you, they are life and they are spirit. So if these words, they are life and they are spirit, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, 2 Corinthians now, chapter 5, verse 17 says, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior fully, you renounce the lifestyle that you used to live. Now you are a new creature. You are born again. You don't do the things that you used to do. God give you a new slate. Now God assigns angels over you, around you, and about you to protect you and to keep you from falling into the lifestyle that you and I used to live. So we need Christ's righteousness. By Christ's righteousness and temperance, brothers and sisters, we can see Christ's face. But if we fail in these areas, we're going to fall wanting in the judgment. But we have a mighty God. He's so loving and caring. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure that you are saved. But he cannot do it without your willingness. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. So now, I want to know, you're talking about righteousness. How can we obtain this righteousness? How can we obtain Christ's righteousness? How can we obtain victory over sin? How can we obtain more of the Holy Spirit that I can die to self on a daily basis? How? Brothers and sisters, I will ask you a question, but the Bible is my answer. The Bible is supposed to be your foundation. Let us look at Hosiah, not Isaiah, Hosiah. Hosiah chapter 10, verse 12. Hosiah chapter 10, verse 12. I want to know how can we obtain Christ's righteousness. Hosiah chapter 10, verse 12. And it reads, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Paul, we have to meet a condition, then the Lord can rain this righteousness upon us. This scripture is heavy with revelation. We're going to go comma after comma. What does it mean to sow to yourself in righteousness? When you hear the word sow, something's supposed to click. Matthew 13 is supposed to click right there. Remember when Jesus was sowing? Right now I'm sowing the seed. I am sowing the word of God. The word of God is being read. The word of God is being heard right now. I am sowing, but what is the condition of your heart? Do you have a stony heart? Do you have a wayside heart? Do you have a good heart or a good ground? Or a heart of flesh? You know, he says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Pause. How do you sow? Now, in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. So now you sow the seed. When you sow the seed in your heart, what the word, what the seed do? When you put that seed, let us go back to the gardening now. When you plant a seed, you dig the ground, right? If you see stone or rocks or anything, you're going to remove that. When you are doing gardening, when you see these things, this is a Christ object lesson. You are weeding up the weeds. Say, Lord, remove this weed out of my heart. Lord, remove this stone out of my heart. Remove all of these sticks out of my heart, Lord, and give me a heart of flesh that you can mold my character, that I can walk in obedience to thee. Now let's look at this now. How can you sow? We must sow the word of God in our mind. But when you sow the word of God in your mind, what it do to you? Mercy. Remember in Psalms chapter 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. How can I be converted? I want to know, converted, conversion is mean born again. Let us look at 2 John quickly, 3:9. 2 John 3:9. So we want to be practical with the Bible. 2 John or 1 John? Hold on. 2 John 3:9. Okay, I think I'll give you the wrong one. It's 1 John. My apology. 1 John 3:9. How we want to know, how can we obtain this righteousness? We are looking at righteousness. We are looking at so. Sow to yourself in righteousness, comma, pause. Now, 1 John 1:9, we're going to connect this scripture now. Let the Bible speak. 1 John 3:9. I'll say 1:9. What I'm saying, 1:9. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. Pause. Wow. This loaded, brothers and sisters, I am excited. Wow. Notice right here. Remember I said Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Watch this right now. Let us connect. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Pause. Question. What caused you and I, if we are born of God, we cannot sin? What is this? It is the seed. Watch it. Fix your eyes on the scripture again. Let me read again slowly. Don't read too fast. You might miss the blessing. Whosoever is born of God, doeth not commit sin. Okay. I get it, Lord. Continue. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Mercy. No, let us connect again. Psalms 119. Mercy, Lord, your word is powerful. Psalms 119, verse 11. David said, thy word I have what? It in my heart that I may not sin against you. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody on the prayer line right now. Are you of a dog? If you have a dog, are you walking your dog, or your dog see an animal or another dog, the dog want to go fight, right? And you have to put some strength on that leash on that dog. Sin is like that, brothers and sisters. But when the word of God fortifies the mind, the word of God is like a leash going to put you in check. Now you're going to say, because you memorize the scripture, you are walking Bible, you are walking testimony of Christ. When others see you, when the demons see you, they got to flee. They got to know that's a child of God. When the demons see you, they say, legion of angels around you with fiery swords. Now when the thoughts come to you, when Satan fling his fiery darts on you, now the word of God is like a leash. Now you can quote 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 to 6. Though I walk in the flesh, for though I walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare, what is this weapon? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Mercy, God word is too powerful, beloved. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are not each other enemies. Satan tried to make you and I think we are enemies. If we cannot get along or come together, heaven is not your home. You better choose this day who you may serve.
But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. You know, my mind is carnal, but the word of God, it transforms me. It gives me a spiritual mindset. It gives me a spiritual view of things. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, beloved. For the weapon of our fear are not carnal, but mighty in God. Pulling down what? Pulling down those negative thoughts. Pulling down those thoughts that are going to distract you and carry away. Pulling down every imagination and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So what God requires of us? Obedience. Obedience better than sacrifice. Now let us look at, because we are breaking down Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Now it says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Pause. Now you sow the word of God. Now you see your need for deliverance. Now you see your need for Christ, a savior, a physician. Now you realize that you are sick, you are sinful, you are sin. Now you need a physician. Now you need a healer. No, you need a comforter. Watch this right here. No, you just sow the word of God. You get light. You can see. You got high five now. What are you going to do? You're going to cry out. No, you're going to come boldly before the throne. No, reap in mercy. Pause again. Reap in mercy. How can you reap? In Proverbs chapter 28, 13. Now we want to look at this. Proverbs. Think Proverbs 28, 13. Remember, other scripture, come boldly before the throne of God in time of need. No, come boldly before the throne of God. I forgot that one. But you know what I'm saying. Come boldly before the throne of God in time of need that you may obtain mercy. Now, in Proverbs, how can you obtain this mercy? Because a lot of us go to God and with our prayer don't even pass the roof. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to help you and to show you how you can clear your way. Your prayer life, that when you pray, heaven hears. Not even Satan, not even demons can block your prayer, can hinder your prayer. Because you have a clear connection with God. Watch this right here. Proverbs 28, verse 30. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confess it and forsake them shall obtain what? Mercy. Where do you find mercy? At the throne. Thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Where do we find mercy? In the sanctuary, at his throne. Justice and mercy is at the throne, beloved. Another word for justice is righteousness. Now he says, sow to yourself in righteousness. We understand. Reap in mercy. We just give you two witness. Break up your fallow ground. What do you mean to break up? What does it mean to break up your fallow ground? To change your lifestyle. To change your sinful ways. But you can't do it on your own. But the Bible just says, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for he is born. For his seed remaineth in him, for he is born of God. So the seed of brothers and sisters, God very powerful. We are talking about farming now. Watch this right here. Some of you have your little garden. We're going to use that as an example. When you go out there to go plant, what you got to do? You look at the ground. You try to look for the best area in your yard or your property. The place do not have a lot of stone. What are you going to do to the ground? You're going to dig it up, right? No, God wants to dig the things out of you and I. Oh, mercy. Spiritual application now. God say, I will give you a new heart. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25, I believe, 28. A new heart will I give you, and I will give you, no, I will take the stony heart. Let us go to Ezekiel 36. Let us go to Ezekiel 36. So the Bible says we must break up our fallow ground. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, 26. Let us skip to 26. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Let's read. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27 now. So when God do all of this to us now, watch what's going to happen. and I will put my spirit within you and cause you. So when you have God, Holy Spirit now, what are you going to do now? Watch the life change. And cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgment and do them. Not only a hearer, but a doer. Now, how God going to come down to us? Because we just, let us read Isaiah again, chapter 10, verse 12. Read all of it. Put yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. For it is time for the latter rain. For it is time for God to steal his people. Because when you not accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, you receive the Holy Spirit in measure in a small portion, which is early rain or former rain. But God wants to give you the Holy Spirit without measure, that you may not sin anymore, that you may stand on this earth without an intercessor, that you can prove to the demon that you can be faithful and obedient to keep all of God's 10 commandments without an intercessor, without an high priest, without a mediator. Go to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So how God going to come to us? Is he going to come with lightning and thunder and all of these things? How God going to come to us? Through his word. When you open the word of God, when you enter into the sanctuary and you go into the most holy place at the north side, what is there? The table of showbread. Spirit of prophecy call it the bread of presence. Beloved, when you open the Bible, if you have your Bible right now, not your phone, that is not the present. When you open your Bible right now, are you reading and skipping and finding the scripture, connecting line upon line, precept upon precept? You are in the presence of the Most High God. Angels come and draw nigh. When you pray, say, Lord, you acknowledge your sin, forgive me of all my sins, grant me thy Holy Spirit that I may understand what I'm going to read in that word. Believe that you, God hear your prayer. Because in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6, say, without faith, it is impossible. So when you come to God, you must come with faith. Because when you go to your job and on Friday come out, every 2 weeks come, you know you're going to get a pay. So how do you doubt in God? God said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that comes to him must believe. And that will come with an expectation. Must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you have that faith? If you have that faith, and when you pray and you have faith and you believe that God hears your prayer, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, give you a word of comfort, a word of promise. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, and it shall come to pass, before they call, I hear. Pause. God said, before you call, before you realize that you're in a situation, before you realize that you see the need, beloved, and it shall come to pass, before they call, I hear. And it shall come to pass, before they call, I answer, and while they are speaking, I hear. So, beloved, when you're on your knees, when you are walking and talking on the highways and the byways, you are at work, when you are at work in your car, and you are talking and you are singing, do you believe God hearing you? Do you have that faith? If you have that faith, angels are singing with you. You may not see them, but faith, what is faith? Faith is the substance of what? And the evidence of things is not what? Seen. Faith combines hearing and hearing the word of God. Do you have that faith? If you have that faith, say, God, thank you, hallelujah. Let us move on. Now, how God going to come to us? God going to come to us as rain. Remember, Jesus said, if any man shall do his will, he shall know of the what? Doctrine. So God, the latter rain going to come in what? Doctrine, which is righteousness by faith. Let us look at the word, what the word of God said. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8. Drop down ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Pause. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Remember your garden? You just dig up the ground, you put in the seed. When you put the seed, you're going to cover the earth, right? What is the last thing you're going to do? You're going to put what? Water. Mercy. Do you know that the rain, water represents the Holy Spirit, or the rain represents the Holy Spirit? If you don't believe me, let us jump keep your finger at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8. Let us look at, I think, John chapter 7, John chapter 7. Connect that with Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. Read it quickly. In the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come and if any man no, sorry, I skip a verse. In the last day, that the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Verse 38, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Mercy. But now let's look at the Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit, he taught this guy, what is this water you're talking about? If any man thirst, let him come. Right? Verse 39 now. "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." When you have the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, you have a joy to read the word of God. Brothers and sisters, when you have the Holy Spirit, you ain't want to spend a two minutes, I know, 1 minute with your God. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to come out from his presence. Angels, brothers and sisters, when they're in his presence, they are saying that nothing but holy, holy, holy. Why they are saying holy? Because they are getting more revelation. No, they are experiencing the more love of God. Spiritual prophets say, we're going to, in eternity, we're going to learn about the love of God. What am I to God this earth? God has to go explain to us eternity his love to us. He's so merciful, brothers and sisters. So I'm supposed to be cut down and dead this week, but because of a loving God we serve, his mercy endure it forever. Even though you're not worthy of it, what a mighty loving God we serve. Don't doubt the God you serve. Let us move on. He said, drop down Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8. Drop down in heaven from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Let the earth open. The earth represents the ground. Your mind, your heart represents the ground. What is the condition of the ground? What is the condition of the mind? Let us look at Psalm 2, verse 6. Let us look at Psalm 72, verse 6. Psalm 72, verse 6. "He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, fall." Do you know that you and I represent grass? God said he's going to come down as what? "He shall come down like mown grass, rain upon mown grass." Do you remember when Jesus healed this blind man? And when he's hoping the blind, he said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see man as tree." We're not going there. He said, "He shall come down like rain upon the what? Mown grass, as showers that water the earth." So God wants to pour out his showers upon you. The showers is the latter rain. If you don't believe me, let us go to Deuteronomy 32. Let me show you. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2. My lovely wife is going to read this one for us.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 2. "My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My seed shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass."
Wow. Beloved, look at the seed. Remember, Jesus said, "If any man shall do his will, he shall know of this doctrine." So Jesus is saying that my doctrine is going to drop as what? The teaching of the scripture is going to drop as rain. What do you mean by that? In 2 Timothy, I read it previously, I read it again, I quote it again. 2 Timothy 3:16. What it says? "For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof." When I sin, the Bible is going to reprove me. "For correction, when I made a mistake, for correction, for instruction, to instruct me to walk in newness of life and walk and be as a Christian, a child of God. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for in what? Righteousness. Brothers and sisters, God word is powerful. God is showing us that if you follow this way, heaven is, you cannot miss out on heaven. But if you are so failing, the Lord, give me a heart of obedience. As we're coming to a close, can't give you everything. I don't want to weary the brethren. Let me give you one more. Hosea 6:3. Let me give you my last scripture. Hosea 6:3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. Pause. Remember I asked previously, how the Lord going to come to us? How the Holy Spirit going to rest upon us and come upon us? Like rain. Sister White said the latter rain going to be falling and many will not recognize it. Huh? Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. Then shall we know. Pause. I'm coming at this again. John chapter 7, verse 17. Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. If we continue in this part now, look what Isaiah just said. Then shall we know. If we follow what? The doctrine of Christ. If we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. What do you mean the going forth of the Lord? I can't see where the Lord going. That way, oh Lord, is in the sanctuary. By faith, we look into the sanctuary and see where Jesus is at, in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. His going forth is prepared as the morning. They say early bird catch the best worm. Do you know the right time to catch God is in the early morning? Get up and cry out to your God and reason with him and have a communion with him. And he shall come unto us as the rain, that's early rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. May God help us. Christ is coming, beloved, and there is hope for each and every one of us. I'll read a quotation and we close. Selected message, book 1, volume 1, page 362. Selected message, volume 1, 362. We are told that the time of test is just upon us. For the loud cry of the third angel has already begun. She are talking about in her time, in the revelation of righteousness of Christ. The sin-pardoned Redeemer, this is the beginning of the light of the angel whose glory shall fill the whole earth. If you would stand through the time of trouble, pause, you must know Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Christ is coming. In order for us to stand, you and I must what know who? Christ. There are a lot of topics out there. Sanctuary message, righteousness by faith, just reform and health reform and all these things. But we are told in the spirit of prophecy. One subject going to swallow all. It is the faith of Jesus or the righteousness of Christ. That's supposed to be seen in God's people in these last days. When heaven see this, when the demon see this, then persecution is going to start. She said, why we do not see the church being persecuted? Because the church members, we are conformed to the ways of the world. And when Satan see that, that's another study I'm dealing with, judgment. When Satan see that, he protests against you and I. When he protests against you and I, that means you and I forfeit divine protection. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I pray that, Lord, the message was delivered clear. Lord, and I pray that the way we come, we will not leave the same. Lord, you are sending warning after warning, counsel upon counsel, encouragement as well.
telling your people to get ready. Lord, we pray, even help my wife and I to get ready. I pray that, Lord, I do not want to be a castaway. I speak to others, and I myself be a castaway. And Lord, as we are about to depart from each other's presence, we pray that your Holy Spirit, your Holy Angel, your presence will not depart from us. We pray, loving Lord, help us to break up our fallow ground that we may bear fruit in these last days. As you say, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit, which is the early and latter rain. Loving Lord, we are causing you to delay. But Lord, help us to hasten your coming by we changing our life. By when you look in, Lord, you will not cry out to the Father and say, Father, Father, my blood, let me go down one more year and dig and dung the things out of their life. Lord, we just read upon your word. We hear you speak to us. We just eat the bread of life. Let it sustain us. Help us not to forget about these things, but let it transform us and change us in your likeness and the beauty of holiness. In Jesus' precious name, as I present this prayer in the heavenly sanctuary, you know, everyone on this prayer line, you know our struggles. You know what we are going through, our difficulties. You know our weaknesses. I present every man, woman, boy and girl, wherever our location, where we are at this moment, I pray that you may save us, lest we perish. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, according to thy will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Very powerful message. And I pray that my brothers and sisters were truly blessed and you took down all those scriptures so that you can go over them. This was meat that we need so that we can guard against unrighteousness and we can take on the righteousness of Christ. And these are for us to share also, not to keep to ourselves. So I pray that everyone was truly blessed and that you will share the message and the verse and tell others of Christ's righteousness. Amen. So I pray that you have a good night and blessed Sabbath to all my brothers and sisters. Hope to hear you back on the prayer line next Sabbath, bringing in the Sabbath also Sunday evening, last day event form, the same number, same time. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.